superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old. The right is right and left is wrong, and north and south can't get along. That east is east and west is west, and being first is always best.
Does do a beautiful version of that song, doesn't she? That's Kellan Brandt and I Believe in You. Now, I'm just waiting to get Kellan on the line. The phone number I had, I've obviously typed a wrong digit in. So I will continue to get her on the line. In the meantime, have a listen to her beautiful song that she wrote. This is all about being a grandma, and this is from her One Day at a Time album. This is Grandma.
No matter where I've been, that goes by in a blink. Grandma always told me that you're stronger than you think.
Pocket Rocket, and I love it a bit. Her name is Kellan Brand. Hello, Kellan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jane. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. My apologies about the wrong phone number. One digit out. I thought, oh, my gosh. And your heart just sinks, I tell you what.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank goodness for Facebook.
I know. Thank goodness for Facebook. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. You're always great. I never know when you're not great. Gosh, even when things are upside down in your world, which you've had a little bit over the last couple of years, haven't you, with your mum passing away and different things?
Yeah, it's nearly the 12-month anniversary of that, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, we moved house a few weeks ago as well. A lot has been happening. But, you've got to always look at the bright side of life, as I say.
That's right. And you're a new grandma as well. I mean, I know you were a grandma, but have you recently added another?
No, I'm having a little bit of a rest.
Having a rest, okay, right.
I've got seven.
Have you got? No way. You can't.
Yeah.
No way.
Four biological and three step-grandchildren. So,
fantastic.
My son and my daughter-in-law, they won't be having any more, but my daughter will probably have another one eventually once she gets over these two.
I'm hearing you. Oh, my gosh.
Because one's three and one's two, so it's a bit of a handful.
Yes. Never a dull moment at that age, is there, hey?
No.
No. And what about you? You're picking up Mo Awards left, right and centre, and what else have you been picking up?
Yeah, that was really great, the Mo Award. That was my 13th nomination, and Marsha Hines presented it to me. And,
wow.
And, it was just – and that was – that's on performance, on live performance. So that's whether, you know, you're in opera or in country or whether you're performing at festivals or on TV or wherever. It's all about live performance. So that was such a thrill.
Fantastic.
So that was wonderful. And, just been busy, you know, doing gigs and, as I said, moving and just all the stuff that's been happening. And preparing for Mildura, which is in a few weeks.
Yes, yes.
And I've got a new album out for that. It's called The Best So Far.
Yep.
And there's 19 remastered tracks.
Wow.
From Simon Johnson. He did it for me.
He's a good boy, isn't he?
Yep. And, he's got so many talents, that guy. He's a great bass player and just so talented.
Yes.
A producer and, as I said, he's done a great job. I'm really happy with the songs because some were older and I thought, this is going to be tricky to make them all sound, sort of level.
Yes.
And he's done a really good job, and there's songs on there that I'd never released as singles
Okay, yes, so. Yep.
Yeah, so there'll be some songs there that people haven't heard.
Well, that's nice because you're very good. People know you a lot from your cabaret type of country that you do. So that involves all the older style, like your, you know, your Green Doors and your I Believes in You.
Yeah, but, Patsy Cline.
Yeah, and your Patsy Cline. But Grandma was one that you wrote, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wrote Grandma with Roger Corbett.
Yeah.
I also wrote Top of My List.
That's right,
Roger
Top
Corbett.
Of My List. Oh, I remember
and
that.
That's on the new album too with Daniel Thompson. He does the song
yes,
with me.
Yes, yes.
And then I've got Legend in the Making on there, which Brian Cadd wrote.
Oh, okay.
And he's singing on there with me in Legend in the Making. So that's on the album as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Go Away, Come Back is one I wrote with Drew McAllister.
Oh, I remember that and one too. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's on there. So we've got a mix of, you know, more modern country like My Baby Loves Me
yes.
is on there and Rockin' with the Rhythm of the Rain.
Yeah.
All the favourites and, as I said, some songs that people haven't heard before.
Good on you. So Mildura's coming up next. How many Mildura's have you done now?
Oh, I've lost count.
Yeah.
I've been doing it since 99.
They love you
on
down
and off.
There.
Yeah,
yeah. They love you down there.
It's the best festival. I've done festivals all over the world and it is. It's just so good, so well organised, and we have a ball. You know, there's 100 artists.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. You know, they look after us with accommodation, they pay us, they get all the gigs. You do 24 shows, around about 24 shows in 10 days.
Oh.
And it's just fantastic. And I'll just get back from that and we'll be home a couple of days and then I've got to fly to Adelaide and then drive to Port Pirie for the Port Pirie Festival.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, so September, October are quite busy.
And do you get a chance to have a rest after that before you then hit Christmas and Tamworth?
Yeah, November, I've got a few things in November and December, but it's not as crazy as October. So, I'll get to have a bit of a breath.
Good on
and
you.
And Tamworth, I haven't got anything in Tamworth yet. I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's so difficult for independent artists, Tamworth, because there are so many of us. As I said, you know, they have 100 that they book down in Mildura,
yes.
and there's more than that. You know,
yes.
And so Tamworth, it's a bit of a challenge to do Tamworth, but I'd like to go. Hopefully I can get something.
It is tricky. I'm wondering if the way that they do Mildura would be better adopted in Tamworth.
Oh,
would that
fantastic.
Work?
Yeah, of course it would. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been doing, John Arnold has been doing the Mildura Festival for forever, and it would be one of the most successful, I would say, in the world for country music. It really is fantastic.
We might have to speak to the powers that be. I know there's a new guy running everything up there this year, so maybe he might be into Barry Harley, I think his name is.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, but he's a country music guy, so he might be open to sort of some suggestions to make it work better. But you're right. There's bits and pieces, but I don't know. I think if you go to Tamworth, it's more for exposure. Don't go to make money if you're independent, basically, because can't, you know.
But when it's a catch-22 because when you're independent, you're relying on money to live and pay your bills and petrol to get there and accommodation and everything. So if you're not getting paid for the gigs,
it makes
what
it hard.
Do you do?
But then you've got a new album out, so you've got to try and sell that.
Exactly.
It's
right.
It's just the way it goes, my love, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's a dilemma for, you know, many of us. And a lot of big artists have gone back to busking on the street.
Yes, I've noticed that. And some of them make a bunch of money too,
which
is really good. Yeah.
So it's something to consider.
Yeah. Listen, do you still get to Mount Druitt to do the duo over there?
Yeah. Natalie and I still do West Tradies.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, we just got our bookings for next year already. And, we do that. And we do Kingswood Sports now too.
Okay, Kingswood Sports. All right, I'll write that down as well because they're all good to know who's where and what's around, you know?
Yeah, we do that. And I'm always popping up somewhere in Sydney. Yes, like you say, I do the ladies' days and things. And
just
did Riverston Memorial Club recently and had a big crowd there. And just look at my website if anybody is interested to see where we are.
Yep.
All the gigs are on my website, kellannebrandt.com.
All right, perfect. And I suppose we can get albums from there too, the new one that's coming out.
Yeah, that's on there and they can get it from iTunes or from
Excellent.
Me.
And Facebook's always a good way to stay in touch because you're on there.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, lucky.
You're right. I tell you, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. I even rang Chris to see if I'd get a hold of you there, but her phone went straight to voicemail. But you know what? It doesn't matter. We knew it was, you knew it was coming up and you knew, so it was all good.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. No, I was waiting for your text message to tell me it was okay to ring.
And then you didn't. And then I got some lovely photographer guy in Adelaide. He said, well, you can interview me if you like. I went, cool. Oh, you've got to have a laugh, haven't you, darling?
Oh, you do. Well,
listen, thank you for stopping by. We could chat forever, but I better go. We're going to say goodbye on Green Door, another one. Now, it's not traditionally a country song, is it, to me?
It started off really? Yeah, I've looked at the history of it, and it actually started off, was it Bob Willis? Someone like that. I used to have the whole thing.
Is that right?
And it started off as a country song written by country writers, and then it was taken on by Shaken Stevens, and that's when it got that.
Yes, the poppy kind of feel, yeah.
Yeah, the poppy feel. So, well, it was pop in those days. These days it's probably classified as country.
Yeah.
But no, it started off as a country song.
Well,
so
you
brought it back around.
Darling, you learn something new every day, don't you, hey? You do. Well, we're going to enjoy that. Thank you so much for stopping by, and stay in touch. All the best at Mildura.
Thanks, Jane.
And fingers crossed for Tamworth, hey?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, no worries. See you, beautiful.
Take care.
Bye. Kel-Ann Brandt, everybody. This is Green Door. Stick around. There's plenty more to come. Chin.